a candidate rollout, a showcase, a runway show. What would we call it? 14 major Republican candidates for president participated in a candidates forum last night in Manchester, New Hampshire. Not a debate, a forum, I suppose, where the candidates answered rapid-fire questions and were allowed 30-second final pitches to the audience. For more on this forum, I'm joined by Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent. So what did you think, Todd?
Well, it was a nice first look for people who don't spend all of their time steeped in primary politics to get a look at the candidates. Look, there wasn't a great deal of time to get into a great deal of substance. This was speed dating for 14 members of the 17-member Republican field. Donald Trump wasn't in the House, so that might have raised the tenor of the debate by a standard deviation or two, John. Lindsey Graham was there. He had an interesting cut. You know, Lindsey Graham is kind of at the back of the pack, South Carolina senator, and tried to break through with this, his experience with the Clintons. Listen.
As to the Clintons, I've been dealing with this crowd for 20 years. I'm fluent in Clinton speak. You want me to translate, Jack? When he says, Bill says, I didn't have sex with that woman, he did. When she says, I'll tell you about building the pipeline when I get to be president, means she won't. And when she tells us, trust me, you've got all the emails that you need, we haven't even scratched the surface.
So Lindsey's all ready for Hillary.
Yeah, he is, except Lindsey's going to have trouble getting into the real debate on Thursday, and that's a problem for him. And several of the other candidates, John, who got a chance to speed date last night. It's hard to pick a winner, and there was no scorecard. Scott Walker did very, very well in the limited time format. A governor who ran and won in a blue state, picked up the ire of Democrats, and cut the budget in that state. Listen to Walker.
Well, I've won three elections in 4 years, the last two of which I won after a lot of people were upset on the Democrat side of things. And we did it by making big, bold actions and got results because of that. I think at the end, I'd love to go against whether it's Hillary Clinton or Joe Biden. I'm a new, fresh face versus a name from the past. I'm someone from outside of Washington with a proven track record. And most of all, I've gotten things done in a blue state.
What is he doing saying Joe Biden there?
Because rumors are being floated. Yeah, a little bit of oppo there that Biden could jump in. Those are just rumors at this point. We're going to find out in the next 2 weeks if there's anything to it, if Joe Biden's going to come back. Interesting little piece of cryptology maybe from Walker's statement there. He was one of several candidates who made very oblique references to Jeb Bush and Hillary Clinton, if you like, by saying, I'm a new face, not a face from the past, Bobby Jindal. Rand Paul talked about legacy politicians a little bit. You can interpret that, if you like, as an equal swipe at both Hillary Clinton and Jeb Bush, both legacy politicians with legacy names.
What did Jeb Bush have to say?
Jeb Bush, interestingly, didn't seem all of that comfortable and wasn't going for big swings. You know, Jeb Bush has said over and over himself and through his operatives that he's in this for the long haul. He's not trying to make a splash. He's called himself the turtle in this race. Listen.
We need a strategy first. This president has for two times admitted that we don't have a strategy as it relates to ISIS. It's pretty amazing. I think we need special forces. The idea of boots on the ground, I'm not sure that's necessary, but special forces, embedding our troops and our trainers with the Syrian Free Army.
Syrian Free Army, that's a little unusual.
Yeah, you know, again, the speed dating format is not everyone's forte. Let's not take too many points away.
But if you want to go the long haul, I mean, if you're in there for the long haul, you might have thought through that one.
Yeah, you might have, and you also might have thought of the question that tries to differentiate Jeb Bush from the decisions of his brother, President George W. Bush, that have proven very unpopular in Iraq. John, some polling averages out today, and we know pretty much who's going to be in the debate for Thursday, more or less. Donald Trump, of course,
right.
In. Jeb is in. Walker's in. Rand Paul and Cruz are in. Out, probably Lindsey Graham. Bobby Jindal, Rick Santorum, Carly Fiorina probably going to miss the cut for the Thursday debate in Cleveland.
How many will it be?
That's 10. 10 in, 10. The rest out, according to Fox's rules.
Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent, thanks so much.
You got it.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.